So let's review. The Mishnah concludes with Uma bin Bama Ketana l'Bama Gedayla and lists the following halachas that apply only at a Bama Gedayla but do not apply at a Bama Ketana. Smicha, the owner must lean both hands on the head of the carbon. Regarding smicha, the pasuk states Yakrib Oisel Ertzayne Lefne Hashem V'samach Yodei Al Rei Sha'ila. The juxtaposition of the words Lefne Hashem V'samach teach that smicha is only required at a Bama Gedayla but not at a Bama Ketana. Shchitas Tzafen. The pasuk states, "V'shachat oisei al yerech mizbeach lefnei Hashem." This teaches us that tzafen is only required at a bama gedayla, but not in a bama ketana. Uman tzaviv. Regarding zrikas adam, the pasuk states, "V'zarku es adam al mizbeach tzaviv asher pesach oil moed." Therefore, in a bama gedayla, the dam must be sprinkled on all sides of the mizbeach, while in the bama ketana, it is sufficient if the dam was sprinkled on only one side. Utnufa, waving the mincha, v'hagasha, bringing the mincha to the corner of the mizbeach. Regarding tnufa, the pasuk states, lehenef oisa tnufa lefnei Hashem. And regarding hagasha, the pasuk states, hakrev oisa b'nei Aaron lefnei Hashem, and only bama gedayla is considered lefnei Hashem. And the Gemara explains, the Tana Kama holds, yesh mincha b'bama, yesh eifes b'bama. They also brought karbanis of menachas and eifes in the bama ketana. However, Behuda disagrees, and holds, ein mincha b'bama, ein eifes b'bama. They did not bring menachis nor oifis in the Bama Ketana because the pasuk that refers to heter Bama Ketana states v'zavchu zivchi shlam l'Hashem oisam. The word oisam excludes zvachim v'le menachis, zvachim v'le oifis. The kihun. Regarding kuhuna, that a kohen must do the avodah, the pasuk states v'zarak ha-kohen asadam al mizbeach Hashem pesach oil moed. This teaches us that in a Bama Gedayla only a kohen may do the avodah, while in the Bama Ketana even a zar, a non-kohen, may do the avodah. Ubigdei Sharis. Regarding Bigdei Kohuna, the pasuk states, V'hoyu al Aaron v'albanav l'sharis b'kodesh. The word b'kodesh refers to Bama Gedayla only. Therefore, wearing the Bigdei Kohuna during the Avodah is required only at the Bama Gedayla, but not at the Bama Ketana. V'kli Sharis. The dam must be received in the utensil that has Kedushas Aguf. Regarding which the pasuk states, Kli ha-sharis asher yishosu b'ma kodesh. The word b'kodesh refers to Bama Gedayla only. V'reich nechayach. The burning a mur must produce an aroma. Therefore, they must be put on the fire raw and may not be roasted or cooked before being put on the fire because the pasuk says, L'reich nichayich l'Hashem. L'Hashem refers only to Bama Gedayla. V'richot zidayim v'rakliyim. A kohen must wash his hands and feet before doing the avodah, regarding which the pasuk states, B'vayim al oil moed u'b'karbasam al mizbeach yirchatsu. U'mechitz l'dam. There was a separation around the middle of the mizbeach to differentiate between the dam el yayim and dam tachtoyim. Some dam must be sprinkled below the line, and some dam must be sprinkled above the line, because the pasuk states, V'haysa ha-reshes ad chatsi ha-mizbeach. However, this requirement applies only to the Bama Gedayla, which is called Mizbeach, but does not apply to a Bama Ketana, which is not called Mizbeach. The following Gemara we will first explain according to the Girsas printed in our Gemaras, in which Rambam Bachama qualifies the halacha of Mechitz L'Adam in two versions. In the first version, Rambam Bachama qualifies the halacha of Bebama Ketana in Chitzui as follows. Lo yishanu ele bekotchei Bama Ketana, ve'ekrivim Bebama Ketana, ein Chitzui. Al bekotchei Bama Ketana, dekrevinu Bebama Gedayla, yesh Chitzui. If one consecrated a carbon for a Bama Ketana, and they indeed brought it on a Bama Ketana, ein Chitzui. But if he consecrated for a Bama Ketana and brought on a Bama Gedayla, yesh Chitzui, because all the halachas of Bama Gedayla apply. In the second version, Rambam Bachama qualifies Allah of Bama Gedayla Yesh Chitzui as follows. Lo yishanu el bekotchei Bama Gedayla v'krivim Bama Gedayla Yesh Chitzui. Al bekotchei Bama Ketana, avagav dekarvina Bama Gedayla en Chitzui. If one consecrated a carbon for a Bama Gedayla, and he indeed brought on a Bama Gedayla, Yesh Chitzui. But if he consecrated for a Bama Ketana, even if he then brought on a Bama Gedayla, en Chitzui. The Allah's of Bama Gedayla do not apply because he was makdashit for a Bama Ketana. Now, the two versions of Rambam Bachama according to Rashi's Girsa as amended by the Maseres HaShas. The first version according to Rashi is the same as the second version above. In the second version, according to Rashi, Rambam Bachama also qualifies the halacha of Bama Gedayla Yesh Chitzui as follows. Lo yishanu el bezman Bama Gedayla, al bezman Bama Ketana, avagav de karvina Bama Gedayla en Chitzui. The above halacha of Yesh Chitzui applies only bezman Isra Abamas when all karbanas must be brought on the Bama Gedayla. Therefore, Yesh Chitzui. But bezman heter abamis, when karbanis may be brought on the Bama Ketana, even if he brought it to the Bama Gedayla in Chitzui. However, as Rashi points out, this applies only bedava hakarb b'shtein, a karban which may be brought by Bama Ketana. However, a karban that must be brought by Bama Gedayla yesh Chitzui. While Rebbe Elazar disagrees and holds, afilu b'kadshei b'ma ketana yesh chitzui, as Rebbe Elazar says, oilas b'ma ketana shechnisa b'fnim, kol tua mechitzus l'chol davar. The halachas of b'ma gedayla always apply even to kadshei b'ma ketana if they were brought inside the walls of a b'ma gedayla. The Gemara inquires, what would Rebbe Elazar hold in the case of oilas b'ma ketana shechnisa l'fnim v'itzia l'chutz? If after shechita, the oilas b'ma ketana was brought into the b'ma gedayla but then taken out. Perhaps, even the Ayla, Kaltala Mechitzasa, once the Ayla was brought inside, it is from then on considered like Kachay Bamagadayla, and all the halachas of Bamagadayla do apply. Or perhaps, even the Hadr, when the Ayla was returned outside, it reverts to Kachay Bamagatana, and the halachas of Bamagadayla do not apply. The Gemara seeks to compare it to Machlikis Rabbi Rav Yisim in the similar case of Kachay Kachim Sheshachtim Bedarm. If Kachay Kachim were shechted in the wrong place, they become pasal. But the emurin were then put onto the mizbeach. Rabbah holds, im olu yerdu, the emurin are removed, because we do not say kol to mizbeach, and accordingly, we do not say kol to mechitzes. While Rav Yosef holds, im olu lo yerdu, the emurin are not removed, because we say kol to mizbeach, and we also say kol to mechitzes. However, the Gemara differentiates between the two cases and concludes that these are two independent questions. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes Rav Shmuel regarding shechitas laila b'bama ketana. If one shechted a carbon at night in the b'bama ketana, is the carbon kosher or pasul? And the machlekes is based on the apparent contradiction in two pesukim in Shmuel Alav that refer to a b'bama ketana. One pasuk states, galu elai hayoim even gedayla. The word hayoim implies that shechitas laila psula. But the following pasuk concludes, v'yigishu kolam ish shari b'yodeh halayla b'yishchutu sham. The word halayla implies shechitas laila ksher. One Amor reconciles the two Pesukim as follows. Bechulin Shechidus Laila Kesher. Bekachim Shechidus Laila Psula. All Kachim, and accordingly, Shechidus Laila B'bama Gitana, Psula. While the other Amor says, Bekachim B'bama Gidayla Shechidus Laila Psula. Bekachim B'bama Gitana, Shechidus Laila Kesher. The Gemara proceeds with the Machlekes Rav Rabbi Yechanan regarding Eilas B'bama Gitana to in the Hefshet V'nituach. Whether an Eilas B'bama Gitana requires the hide to be removed and the limbs to be separated before Haktara. Rav holds, Ein tu nehefshet v'nituach. While Rabbi Yechanan holds, tu nehefshet v'nituach. As the Gemara explains, they disagree in that which Rabbi Yisai Glili said. Oyle shekribu Yisrael b'midbar, Ein tu nehefshet v'nituach. The carbon oil that was brought at Har Sinai did not require hefshet v'nituach, because Ein hefshet v'nituach elim oil moid ve'elach. Hefshet v'nituach was required only once the Mishkan was built. Rabbi Yechanan holds, Me'oil moid ve'elach, loishna b'magadayla, loishna b'magatana. Once the Mishkan was built, Hefshet v'nituach is required in all oilas, even on the b'magatana. While Rav holds, b'magadayla in b'magatana loy. Once the Mishkan was built, Hefshet v'nituach is required only on the b'magadayla, like the Mizbeach and the Mishkan, but not on the b'magatana. The Gemara cites a braisa which lists additional dvarm shebein b'magadayla l'b'magatana. Keren, v'kevish, v'yisoid, v'ribua, b'magadayla. Vein Karen be Yisoid v'kevish ribu b'bama ketana. A b'bama gedayla must be built with all the specifications of the Mizbeach in the Mishkan u'Mikdash. But a b'bama ketana does not require these specifications, because regarding all these specifications, it says ha-Mizbeach la'akif. Kir v'kane b'bama gedayla, vein kir v'kane b'bama ketana. Because the pasuk says v'nasata oise ben oil ma'id v'vein ha-Mizbeach. Chaz v'sheik b'bama gedayla, vein chaz v'sheik b'bama ketana. Which is what the Mishnah refers to as tenufa, regarding which it says lufnei Hashem. And the Brisa continues: Dvarim sheshavsa b'bama gedayla b'bama ketana. The halachas that apply to both are shechita b'bama gedayla ketana. At both we must shech the carbon. Hefshet v'nituach b'gedayla b'ketana. The ilus must be skinned. This Brisa accords with the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan above. Dam matir mafagel b'gedayla b'ketana. The zrikas adam permits the meat to be eaten, and the halachas of pigel apply. Mumin v'zman b'gedayla b'ketana. And blemished animals are disqualified. The Mishnah concludes, Abul Naisir ba'azman ba'atame shav mezeh b'zeh. The following halachas apply to both b'ma gedayla and b'ma ketana. Naisir, the carbon was not eaten within its designated time, the meat is pasul and may not be eaten. Hazman, if one added machshav es chutz l'zman during the avodah, the carbon is pasul. Ba'atame, if the carbon became tame, the meat may not be eaten. The Gemara cites the source as the following pasuk in Parashat Tzav. V'zoyis teres zebech hashlam. The word Tairas includes lasa zman b'ma ketana kizman b'ma gedayla. The zmanei achila of karbanis that are mentioned in this pasuk apply to all karbanis, even in the b'ma ketana, and since the halachas of pigol neiser b'tameh are also mentioned in these pesukim, they all apply to b'ma ketana. Hanulach paras chatas, v'slikla mesecht zvachim. We have Baruch Hashem completed the 14th parak and mesecht zvachim, and we'll begin mesecht menachas in the next shir, be'ezus Hashem.